purifiers.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. Mark is a little doped up tonight. He has is in the middle of the recovery process from his vasectomy earlier today.
I'm coming down from the Percocets or whatever the hell they are.
But you are still participating in the show, and to that end, you said you had an email you wanted to share.
Right? Oh, yes. I've got one that's going to skin you alive.
All right.
All right. From Sci-Face.
Oh, he's good. I know Sci-Face.
Yep. Obviously, this is a response to the discussion you guys have been having for the last couple of days on the show. What you need to ask Ian is, if, in a free market world, more people died from disease, food poisoning, products that were more dangerous, the rate of violent crimes increased astronomically, and more people were poor and homeless and all sorts of other bad things. Some of the things, like environmental damage, all kinds of things that one can come up with. But no one was having force used against them, apart from the victims of one-time crimes such as rape, murder, theft, etc. Would you still support the free market?
Of course I would, because people would be free to contract into all kinds of control schemes if they felt that was necessary.
Okay. What if more people, not just more people, but significantly more people, like 100 times more people were dying today, than today?
A lot of damn people that
right.
would
be dead. 100 times.
The Earth would be extinct. The
more people. No, no,
governments
no, no, no,
have killed
no, no,
millions
no.
of people
beings,
in the last 100
human
years.
Human beings only need to make it to about 15 to keep to be able to keep the population rolling along. So the fact that we're living to 80, 90, 100 years, that's just all the extra stuff.
Okay.
We only need to make it to 25 in order to pop out enough babies so that the next generation could go. So let's say 100 times more people are dying from disease, food poisoning, products that were more dangerous, the rate of violent crimes increased astronomically. More people were poor and homeless, and all sorts of other bad things happened in a free market society where no one was being forced to do anything other than the violent crimes themselves.
Yeah.
Would you still support the free market over a limited republic where none of that happened and you would see far less force being used by the government as today?
Well, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, your scenario is nigh impossible. And I don't believe that could be the case, in which case, if that were the case, I think that first of all, I don't think it could ever get to that point, because in the marketplace, people would be demanding protection, people would be demanding safety, and the marketplace responds to consumer demand. So what you're talking about is a free marketplace that doesn't operate as the free marketplace does. You're talking about a marketplace where people aren't getting what they want. And that's not a free marketplace. That sounds more like a controlled marketplace to me. It sounds more like North Korea.
Wayne, did you hear a yes or a no in any of that?
No, I didn't.
No.
No, not really.
What's the answer?
What was the question again?
Or no. In a completely free world.
Would I be in favor of the free market? Of course I'm in favor of the free market. I'm in favor of voluntary interaction.
Okay, great.
I'm in favor.
Let me go on with the email.
All right. I'm not in favor of aggression.
Does Ian want a free market because everyone would be safer, more prosperous, etc., for practical reasons, or does he want a free market because it's the most moral system, i.e., no one being forced to, forcefully governed?
Both.
I would agree. No, you don't. No, you don't. You do not want it for the most practical reasons.
What do you mean?
You're willing to kill the human population for freedom.
Don't be absurd, Mark.
I am not. I gave you two scenarios.
That scenario is ludicrous, as it was before when you were presenting it. It's ludicrous. That's not how the marketplace works. The marketplace works by consumers getting what it is they demand. By people in search of profit fulfilling those people's demands. That's what all the evidence points to, Mark. It's not a suspect. That's what is. That's what the truth is.
Have you ever been mistaken in your entire life?
Of course.
What if you're mistaken
now?
What
if the free market didn't result in people getting what they wanted, Mark? Are you suggesting the reason why people get what they want is because there's a monopoly organization out there calling themselves the government that are threatening every single person in America and around the world? Talk about absurd. You guys really have to reach on this, don't you?
It's
pathetic.
It's a question. And The question, as you answered it, you do not care about the practicality of the free market.
Sure I do.
No,
it
you
makes
don't.
Sense. It works. The
right.
marketplace
I
works.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But you didn't answer the question that way. You answered the question as...
You're trying to get me to say I don't support the free market, and I do support the free market
no,
in every
I'm
single
not.
Instance, every time.
Jack Ball, I support the free market. I told you I believe the free market can handle most situations. However...
I believe it can handle every situation.
It was far more harmful than...
But it's not. You're talking about fantasy, Mark.
See, what I get here from this is that Ian does not agree with the assumptions he is making about the free market versus a limited republic.
Do you think people get food poisoning in the free market?
Probably not, no.
You don't think
well,
anybody
sure
would
people
get
will
food
poisoning? Well, yeah. Somebody will miscook, cook something up wrong in their kitchen and they'll get food poisoning.
Do you think that communicable diseases would pass more easily across borders?
What would happen
what
there
passes as borders?
Because we don't have a free market in medicine, so I can't say how fast the market would respond to a situation
I'm
like that.
I'm not asking you whether you
but
can
I treat
it or
you,
not. I'm asking you whether you think it would pass more
what's
quickly
the border?
Across border.
I mean, there's a border here between my property and the next property. I don't even know what you mean by that. Borders are kind of a relegation to the past with a government system.
I think it's pretty clear. Let's talk about national borders.
Well, we have
there wouldn't be a national border.
Right
there's
we,
no nation.
Right now we have big government, and our government's not keeping... diseases out. How could they do that when people pour over the borders?
The fact is, we're keeping some people out. And
this really seems to be is to just scaremonger people into believing that there could be even a situation like you're proposing. And
the only one who's scaring anybody is you.
What are you talking about?
You're saying to people, I don't care about any of the practical applications. I don't care if your family lives
that's
or dies.
That's not what I'm saying at all. You're
it
putting
is
words into my
what
mouth.
You're saying.
No, you're putting
saying
words in my mouth.
All I care about
I'm telling you,
is
your system,
doing away with the government.
No, I'm telling you that the position you're taking here, just
I'm
to try to make a point.
I'm not taking a position. I'm asking you a damn question. And the only,
calm down, Druggy.
No.
Calm
no.
down, Dopey.
you can't simply cannot take responsibility for your answers to the question.
What are you talking about? I'm totally taking responsibility.
If a free market
repeating it, I've heard
resulted
it
in more people dying
now.
From disease, food poisoning, products that are more dangerous,
but
the rate of violent crimes.
That is not possible as far as I'm concerned.
Ah.
That is not possible.
That's the caveat
I do
to
not
the
believe
question.
That could be the case based
right.
on all
I understand
of the available
that.
Evidence, Mark.
But you don't have to believe it's the case. The question is, if it was, if you had wings, none of us have wings, nobody that you know of can sprout wings.
So
if
why are we even talking
wings,
about it? If you agree with me that that's not possible, what's the point of talking about it?
I've only said it's not likely. I don't know.
I agree. It's not likely.
It's highly not. No.
Very unlikely.
If it did happen, would you still support the free market? If hundreds
I cannot
of more
support
people
aggression, Mark. Cannot support aggression.
Okay. So
because I don't believe in harming my neighbors. You do, apparently.
Look, man, I'm only trying to keep people safe.
No, you're not. You're trying to harm people.
You know, if a free market resulted in more, thousands and thousands of people all over America dying from food poisoning products that were more dangerous, the rate of violent crime skyrockets.
But none of that, as far as I'm concerned, based on the evidence, that's not possible.
Same here.
Based on the evidence.
If it was the case, I would not support it.
You would support force. You would support aggression against your neighbors.
I would support
in the
people.
Name of keeping them safe.
Would
you would support putting them in padded rooms in the name of keeping them safe because that's the inevitable result of the idea of aggressing against one's neighbors in order to keep them safe. There's one step, and then there's the next step, and then you're in the padded room, and then you can't do anything. Then you have no.
There's
freedom.
A lot of steps between there and the padded
I
room.
I understand.
I
that.
Do understand that you can get there from here, but yeah.
As soon as you compromise principle, you're on the road to the padded room, Mark.
Sorry.
You're on the road to gulags and death camps.
No, I would support small nation states.
All of the bad things you're talking about, the dangerous food situations, the crime, the unhealthy people, all of those things have been hallmarks of big government situations, tyrannical despots, and government. Those are all hallmarks of government rule, not hallmarks of the marketplace. So to even suggest
rape
that the free marketplace
are hallmarks of government rule.
They're institutionalized in governments.
Have you
sure.
gone to prisons and seen rapists and murders?
What are you talking about?
Rapists and murderers are in prison. The fact is, rape and murder has existed
as
long as
there are many people. But murder is institutionalized with the government. Murder becomes a legitimate
deal. People get away with it. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and they get away with rape, too.
I'm just glad that finally, I know where you're at. You're willing to kill people for freedom.
I'm not killing anybody. I am a
non-aggressive.
I'm not in favor of aggression, and you are. You've made it quite clear at this point. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls here, we continue. Dale is on the line on the AMP line. Dale in New Hampshire. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the debate going forth, and what made me think of is when you're using aggression to solve problems, it's the example I use sometimes is imagine there's this lady, and she's an elderly woman, and she's probably going to die before terribly long because she's old, and she has some kind of mutation in her pancreas or something that will cure about 1,000 people of cancer who are going to die shortly. And the question is, would you kill that woman to save 1,000 other people? Like murder the woman to take her pancreas in order to save those 1,000 people? And that's just something that, and I mean, I can't even explain why that's so completely unacceptable.
I'm guessing Mark would say yes. Yeah. I'm guessing Mark would kill the old woman.
No,
that causes less harm overall, right?
What's that?
Reduces the total harm because you saved 1,000 people by murdering that woman.
I understand what you're saying on that. In that particular instance, I wouldn't support taking someone's life in order to get their very valuable pancreas. It would seem to me that you could synthesize whatever was whatever mutation was going on in her pancreas at some point, either before or after death.
But wait, you would support enslaving millions of people?
These people are on the verge of death. That's the only way you're going to save them.
The fact is that everybody currently in the world is under a government, right?
Probably.
So they're enslaved,
except maybe Somalias.
Enslaved by your definition,
Somalia,
right? Believe me, those warlords are enslaving people. They've got governments. They just don't have very good ones in Somalia. Those people, by your definition, the definition that you're using currently, supporting all these people to be enslaved, those people are enslaved, right? Is that correct?
What's that? Are you talking to me?
Are they enslaved or not?
What, the people around the world that are subject to governments?
Everyone's enslaved.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So I'm proposing to change the status quo by increasing the level of freedom that those people have astronomically. That would be a small, small government versus, what you're proposing, which I'm, and by the way, I'm not proposing anything. I proposed a question to Ian, which was, if versus a small limited republic and a free market situation, if in the free market situation it caused a great deal of harm to people, would you still support the free
But another way to reverse that question back around on you, Mark, is
it wouldn't be me doing the harm. You know, it'd be one thing if I'm not going to go murder the woman to help people. If someone else is harming people, then I'll oppose them. But it wouldn't be me doing the harm because I wouldn't be supporting the aggression myself.
Right,
but
I would not be.
If you support, I'm asking.
But no, I wouldn't support it.
So you do you currently support a free market system?
Yes.
Then if you and then in that scenario, if the free market
but
system, which
if
I don't believe,
people are harmed inadvertently because of their choices, not my fault, and I won't feel guilty for it. Versus if I put a bullet in someone's head in order to reduce the overall harm.
So, would you sell a gun to a guy? Would you sell a gun to a guy who? Would you sell a gun to a guy who says, "I'm going to go and shoot my wife"?
No, I would not.
You haven't directly put the gun in your in his hand. You haven't shot anyone.
I would reduce the harm by my own personal choice. I don't have to sell a gun.
Right. So I'm asking you, by your own personal choice, if you had these two choices, not new ones.
That's the free market, Mark. If I choose not to give him a gun because I don't think he's going to be responsible with it, that's free market.
Correct.
But he's not going to tell me that he's going to go shoot his wife. Right?
Likely he will not. And likely a free market scenario won't result in the things that I'm talking about. It's a hypothetical situation that the ideologues simply cannot deal with. That's all.
Because it's unreal.
Well,
it's not real. It's not based in reality. It's based in pure fantasy. Sorry, Dale, go ahead.
It doesn't matter. I'm never going to choose aggression to solve problems. I'll act defensively against aggression or violence, and I'll oppose someone as being violent, but I will not aggress against an innocent person in order to supposedly reduce the overall harm.
Yep,
if you're
going
to go into a restaurant that someone died of food poisoning in, I might try to persuade you not to, but ultimately it is your decision.
Yep.
And yes, there'd be more harm if you do stupid things in a free market, but that's the price we have to pay. You know, that's the price we have to pay. Reason stops when you start using violence to solve problems.
was going
to
say,
if I want to get you to behave better, I have to try to persuade you, because you know I can't assume that my judgment is better than yours. We're both human beings. I'm not a god. I'm a normal person. I don't have any business saying that, being so sure that I'm right, that I'm going to use violence to impose my will on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Going back to your example about the taking by force the old woman's kidney. To me, if you don't honor that woman's property rights, even if 1,000 people are going to die and she chooses not to sell, that leads later on, if you set that precedent where you think it's okay to take that, that leads to the death of a lot more than 1,000 people in the long run. So that's where principle comes into play here, because when you stick with principle throughout and you don't compromise on principle, then in the long run everything is much better, even though in the short run it might seem detrimental. That's my opinion.
We do not
anyway.
Live in a civilized society right now. We're using aggression all over the place. That's nothing about that.
Well, you mean they are. They're using aggression because you and I don't use aggression, Dale. They are the ones using aggression.
Right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say we. I'm saying the society we live in uses aggression as a...
You don't think that at some point in the past, when in areas that were unruled, that there were situations of highwaymen and robbers taking things from travelers?
Yeah, but they're the government right now.
What's that?
I mean, crime is going to happen no matter what. Right now, we have a monopoly on crime that is they're experts at it.
I'm not supporting what we have right now. Whoa, Dale.
Yeah, you're calling for a reduction in it. That's all. You're calling for a reduction in the crime.
I think we should oppose crime all the time, whether or not it labels itself as government or not.
We also have people who are trying to outlaw the use of self-defense. You know, you have a lot of forces out there who want to outlaw individual ownership of guns. Which is
right. We're locking up more people in this country than any government ever has throughout history, and we're claiming we live in a civilized society. It's absurd.
Yeah, the numbers.
And we're taxing people more than any monarchy ever taxed people.
The numbers of people that are being locked up in America continue to rise. And Dale, thanks for the call. I agree 100% with your points there. 800-259-9231. You will never scare me or Dale or anybody else that lives their life based on the non-aggression principle in favor of the marketplace, in favor of voluntary interaction. You'll never scare us back into supporting the government by saying, oh no, there could be some bad things that happen. We need to aggress against our neighbors to supposedly prevent bad things from happening. But wait, we're aggressing against our neighbors, thereby institutionalizing evil and institutionalizing bad things.
I'm not saying that they could happen. I'm saying, what if they did? What if it was a guarantee?
What if you're living in a fantasy land, Mark?
What if it happened once, Mark? What will happen is, theoretically, and I believe this, is the marketplace will react to it. Then you'll have people come out and say, you know, hey, listen, we need to get together and form protection services for our friends and neighbors. And some things like this always happen because we're human and there are imperfect humans on this earth who want to aggress against others.
That's why I said it would never get to the point he was describing, because as soon as the problems came about, the marketplace people in search of a profit would go about solving those problems in hopes of making a buku bucks off of solving those problems.
I think it's likely.
They might even
That's
do
how
it.
Things work,
They might
Mark.
Not even do it for free.
More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102. 1-800-413-4102.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about, if you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom is fast and easy, and really rather inexpensive, too. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, anything you could need in sort of the average course of life. Use code FTL, save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Craig in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Craig.
Hi. I want to support Mark on this issue and give my comment here. The non-aggression principle is a principle. It's not an axiom. It's a rule that we need in order to live our lives with each other and maximize our freedom. But let's try to reverse or change Dale's question a little bit. The question I think is important is, if somebody in your family or your friend's list was going to be seriously hurt unless you hurt an innocent person, would you do it? And I think the answer is yes, because our rights are derived from our needs, which are derived from freedom. I mean, which are derived from our nature, and I think that's the key here.
Okay, so you're suggesting that that most people would go ahead and hurt an innocent person in order to allegedly save someone that they love?
In that emergency critical situation, I think that's the right thing to do. If you want, you know, to maximize.
I don't agree. How could it ever be the right thing to do to aggress against an innocent person?
let's say a killer came in the house and threatened to kill your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, unless you did something wrong. You would go and rob the bank. You would go and do what he asked.
He would be the one aggressing, and it would not be me that would be I would not aggress in return for that.
What if he forced you to rob a bank or forced you to do something harmful?
So what if the scenario here is what if somebody kidnapped your wife and said, if you don't steal $1 million from the place that you work mm-hmm. and then bring it to me in order to get your wife out of, hack, then I'm going to kill her.
That'd be a tough situation. Yeah, there's no doubt that would be a tough situation.
Let me advance this too for you guys. I think the American system of government that we put together 200 years ago was a step above the kings and the dictators and the thugs that we had ruling us before. I don't think it's obvious that if you get rid of the democratic government that governs us, that we wouldn't find someone who has the most power trying to take advantage of that. I think that's speculation. And I think that's what we somehow need to ensure that we protect against. That would be a worse situation than we have now. The government right now is bad. It aggresses against us. I grant you all of these things. But what it effectively does, though, is it allows us to live our lives. And I'm not sure that would happen otherwise.
No, it doesn't allow us to live our lives. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, in my personal life, I'm 48 years old. I've never seen the government threaten me, other than take money from taxes.
Yeah, the government's never told you, it didn't like the way your house looked or that you were doing something without their permission. You've never gotten a ticket. You've never been touched at all or in any way.
Well, I've gotten tickets, but effectively, though, when I come home, my house is still here, my yard is still peaceful, and that, to me, is protection.
Right.
That, to me, is something that may not occur without the government.
Now, I think that, by the way, if you're 48, if you manage to make it another 30 years or so, you're going to deal with them at some point or another. The fact that it just, that's the way things are going.
Well, I think we have a police state. I'm with you on that one. I think that we need to stop this government. I think we need to take steps to eliminate much of it and try to neuter it to the point where it cannot hurt us as much. But I do not think that we absolutely need to get rid of it, or we should get rid of it, if it means that we might lose our freedoms or our property.
But you are losing freedoms, and you are losing your property right now.
And I don't doubt that. I believe we are on the verge of a police state. I'm with you in that.
Yeah.
But to eliminate it, though, is what I think may be the questionable.
Sure. I understand that, people who are in your position, and I was once in your position, so I understand that, it's a scary concept to, let go of this security blanket version of government that you've sort of created in your mind, this fantastic idea that you could somehow limit people who are in search of power. It didn't work out when they tried it here in America. It resulted in the largest government known to mankind in the history of man. And so
from a geographical standpoint, some of the advantages of America are some of its disadvantages. From a geographic standpoint, we're not going to be invaded and overthrown. One of the reasons that many nations don't have the largest government in the world is because they don't have the resources and they don't have the the location, the geography where they're not going to get attacked. So partially it's these protections that have kept that have gotten the government that much that large.
We also had the goose that laid the golden eggs, and that was free market laissez-faire capitalism for some time. It made the country richer. We had natural resources and
certainly a freer market, and as a result of the growth that was spawned from that, the government was able to tax less but still get more, essentially,
and grow from that. They spawned, but see, people became complacent. So whether you have no government or you have small Republican form of government, either way, the seeds of your destruction are always there. And
right, but let's say we
could, people who want to
the American government was the American government was the first attempt to try to spread power out amongst the people. Let's say we tried, and you're saying, I know that you said before that maybe we shouldn't try to recreate the government because the next time it's just going to be even worse or it couldn't be any better. But let's say we created a Republican form of government which required 75% majority in order to pass something.
That doesn't turn me on because I'm concerned with the 25% that, are not in the majority. And I don't believe that majority is right. I don't think that 75% or 51% or 87% of the people deciding on something necessarily makes it correct. So
no, I agree with that.
With
from a moral point of view, I absolutely agree with you. But what I don't agree that we can't build a better government, a government which would not aggress against us, which would defend our liberty.
Wait a minute. If you want something, if you want an organization that won't aggress against people, then you can't call it a government. I mean, then we're just now we're just playing semantics. Now what you're describing, if you have an organization that does not aggress, then you're talking about a private business. You're talking about a private protection agency, some sort of voluntary association of individuals. And if that's the case, then fine. If you want to voluntarily associate with others and, you know, enter into some sort of contract to have people provide you with protection services, I think that would be great. Just don't force me to participate. Don't force
me
to choose the same service provider that you've chosen. I may want to choose a different one or start my own.
But it would have to have a monopoly on the use of force in order to stop others from achieving that monopoly and using it against us. It would have to be a it would have to be like the Texas provisional government during the Revolutionary War in Texas. They took no taxes. They were simply a conglomeration of people from all the different cities, yet they went up against Santa Anna and beat him. It would have to be a popular movement, a popular institution, which would ultimately provide
a court. I'm opposed to monopolies, sir. I mean, what you're talking about is a coercive monopoly again, and at least as I understand what you're saying, and I couldn't possibly support that. I want to have competing protection agencies. I want to have competition where customers can go back and forth based on how well they're treated and what kind of service level they're getting. And you're talking about giving them one-size-fits-all government solution, and I'm not satisfied with that.
Understood. I think that's where you're wrong. I think you would find a monopoly developing amongst the local organizations which we're defending.
You can't have a monopoly develop in the free market unless they provide the best possible service at the lowest possible price and no one else chooses to compete. As long as there's the freedom to compete, then I have no objection. But if you are talking about a true monopoly where everyone else is prevented by threat of force from competing, then I will oppose you every step of the way, sir.
Fair enough. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
No, you won't oppose somebody who wants to see smaller government.
I will oppose
less
people who support monopolies. I will support market-based solutions that are voluntarily based, and I will oppose aggressive-based solutions that are coercively based.
Understood. But somebody who wants a much smaller government is on the same path as you are.
Only until the point where we reach their little smaller government, and then I would be in opposition to them at that point.
Yeah, but at that point, you'd just be the one loon.
No, there'd be more than just me at that point. There's already more than just me, and our ranks are growing. Our ranks are growing every single day because the voluntarist viewpoint makes sense, and it is the most moral. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring in whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Want to help support the program? Then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with AMP. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. And the idea is you send in $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options, and we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, as well as introducing new internet listeners to Free Talk Live, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines chat room forum, as well as some other perks that come out from time to time, like we were talking earlier. Whitney, one of our amplifiers and lady listeners, took off her top at the recent Porcupine Freedom Festival, and our man Sam from the Obscure Truth Network got video footage of it, and that's going to be available very soon to amplifiers as an AmpOnly exclusive. That and a number of other things are available only to amplifiers, so get them all by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls. Thomas in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Thomas.
Hello.
Hey, Thomas.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, what do you think about the fact that the U.S. government owes Japan $600 billion, China about $200 billion, and they owe Brazil about $20 billion, and they're flat broke, yet they keep printing money. Yeah. And why can't regular citizens counterfeit money if they're counterfeiting money? It's ridiculous.
It's a great question. There's no answer to it. That's just what governments do. You know,
really?
There's
okay.
Now, another
Japan,
thing is,
I'm surprised we owe so much to Japan and so little to China.
Well, I don't owe anything. I don't owe them anything. That's the government people that owe them.
Yeah, and they it's been estimated that if each person in America were to pay. Each person right now to pay the deficit, which is like $10 trillion or something like around there, is going to be at the end of their administration. Each person will have to pay about $30,000.
Well, the good news is we don't have to pay that because it's not our debt. It's the government.
Well, it's going to be future generations' debt.
Well, only if the government sticks around.
Likely the government will collapse by then.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is, every government collapses.
That statement is only true if the government sticks around and if people continue to obey and to pay it.
Yeah, and also I want to point out the fact that around the world, you know, I've been to France several times, and around the world, you ask people about America, and they kind of have a negative opinion, like, well, you know, we think this of you guys, or we really don't like Americans. And Americans have this idea, I guess they've never been out of the U.S., that, well, they hate us because we're prosperous. They hate us because this and that.
Nope,
they don't hate
it.
Anybody because they're prosperous. I mean, look at $10 trillion in debt. I mean, if that's prosperous, if the U.S.
Right.
was a company, they would have been bankrupt a long time ago.
Sure. Do they hate Hong Kong? Because Hong Kong's awfully prosperous. No, people don't hate Hong Kong. They hate the American government and its policies.
That's another thing. They hate Americans because they're greedy and they're spoiled off of these credit cards that they're always getting.
Well,
and I've never seen anybody paying cash anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think that anybody in any country really cares about Americans using credit rather than cash.
So.
What they care about is their government being invasive, protecting American companies' interests all over the globe, and Americans themselves are not rising up and fighting against the government.
Right.
That's what they see. In the same way that
they see Hiroshima and Nagasaki and Iraq and Vietnam and all these other actions where American government people go around the world and kill folks.
They're
not doing that in their country.
Now, let me ask you one more question.
Before you go on, when I look at Cubans, I think, what a bunch of downtrodden idiots. I mean, that guy's been in power over there for 40 frickin' years. And I remember there was a news article that came out of Cuba that said if you need more calcium in your diet, eat eggshells. It shows you what a crap hole of a country this is.
And that's how people feel about us.
They know that they were wealthy at one point. Cuba was doing very well under, just at least some people in Cuba.
The U.S.
Really well
isn't too far from that.
But all they have to do is rise up and fight this guy, and they won't. And that's what other people think about America.
And another thing, let me ask you this. Do you feel that what happened is the government should fear its people, rather the people right now in this era fear the government bad that they will bow down to any government official or any government agency?
Yeah, it's pathetic.
That's tyranny. It's a definition of tyranny.
What's the difference between our government and Nazi Germany? I mean, really, besides killing millions of Jews.
Right, they haven't gotten to the gassing part yet. And as you said, Mark, they probably won't because it would be bad PR. And they don't want to ruin their aura of legitimacy in doing something like that. Though it should be pointed out that the German people didn't know the gassing was going on at the time.
Right, and they're rounding, but they are rounding up illegal immigrants.
They
certainly went around after 9/11.
Don't forget the kids from FLDS. They rounded them up, too.
They're going after religious groups that don't have a lot of power, but look a little culty.
And as far as you saying they're rounding up illegal immigrants, how come? Let me ask you this: you're saying they're rounding up illegal immigrants, but they get people on TV all the time, and most people get their information from Fox. I'd have to say you guys are real informative, and most people get their information from Fox or C-SPAN or any of those other government-controlled media. And what happens is they get illegal immigrants on TV saying, "Well, you wouldn't separate us and our kids, will you? Well, by deporting us and we have to live in fear because being separated from our kids, I feel that they should have thought about that before they came here illegally. Obviously, they didn't think enough of their kids.
What does that mean to be an illegal person? You said they came here illegally. What does that mean?
It means that they're not documented and they don't pay taxes. A lot of them don't. I mean, some people.
Are you jealous?
Before you go on, stop baiting the guy, for God's sake.
I don't have anything against legal immigrants, but
of course,
there's other people that are waiting in line.
You said yourself that the government is largely illegitimate. Why in the world is
let me ask you this: what if I transport illegal immigrants? The government's letting them over here anyway. What if I transport them? I'm going to get federal prison.
You're absolutely right. You are, because the government is a bunch of despotic people that want to put as many people in prison as possible, so they can employ more bureaucrats to watch them.
How long do you think it's going to take for the dollar just to collapse to full?
I don't know. Let's go back to the immigrants.
I don't think that the immigrants are going to have anything to do with the dollar collapsing. As a matter of fact,
I'm not saying that.
You go on, I think that the immigrants are probably the only thing propping up our economy at this point. You know as well as I do that we're in a very small growth phase, and there's 20 million illegal immigrants here. They're buying food. They're buying places to live. In some cases, they're buying cars. That's growth. I think you have the economy the way it is today to thank the illegal immigrants to thank for that.
People are scared to say recession. It's a recession. Why is everybody scared to say that?
We're not quite yet in a recession. I've looked at it. I want to be able to say recession. I want to. We're not there yet.
I'm saying it.
How many quarters has it been of downturn?
Well, that's the problem, is that if you believe the government's numbers, then we're not in a recession yet. But if you actually look at the real numbers, I believe we're in a recession.
I understand where you're coming from, but like, how can you get these numbers and trust them? That's the problem.
Well, they've been.
Yeah, you're right about that. You can't even trust any government nowadays. It's ridiculous. What they need to do is the people need to take back what's
theirs.
And
let illegal immigrants come. The best thing for America we could do right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Of course, obviously abolishing the federal government would be also a really good thing.
The minimum wage.
Ron Paul, people didn't vote for Ron Paul, and they're going to be crying for him 3 or 4 years from now.
They're never going to know who he is.
They're never going to know, any more than they're crying for Barry Goldwater.
They were crying for Al Gore not too long ago.
Right. The fact is, people just want crap for free.
So let's go back real quick to the immigrant thing. It sounded to me earlier that you were relatively against government intervention, but yet it also sounded like you were in favor of government intervention when it comes to people crossing imaginary lines in the sand. Where are you coming from on that, Thomas?
Where I'm coming from on the immigrant part is, first of all, it's not about I don't care. Let's say if they come over here, okay?
Okay.
And they're working and all this other stuff. That's fine and dandy. But the thing is, you know, my thing isn't that, but treat everybody fairly. Don't treat people one way and then treat someone else another way. I mean, if you're going to treat everybody like crap, treat everybody like crap. Don't just treat a few people like gold. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you're getting. Are you suggesting that welfare is the problem? Because if that's the case, then I would agree the welfare program should be abolished.
I think these entitlement programs altogether.
That's what it,
you know. There's not going to be any Social Security probably for these older generations here in about 40 years if things continue going the way they are. Probably less. I mean,
I don't expect to get Social Security. I don't pay in. I don't want to get Social Security. So it's not something that's even really on my plate.
Maybe everybody should do that. Everybody would be better off if they just did that, huh?
They sure would. They'd get an immediate pay raise of about 15% if the companies they work for didn't pay Social Security.
It's almost impossible for a person who works for a company, unless you've got a really cool boss.
Yeah, you'd have to have a cool boss. Yeah, absolutely. But that's not to say that Thomas's idea is a bad idea. It's a great idea.
I don't pay Social Security either.
Yeah, stop paying Social Security. So Thomas, let me see if I've got this clear. If there was no government welfare or wealth redistribution programs, then you'd have no objection to people coming and going as they pleased, right?
No, I really wouldn't.
All right, good deal. I appreciate that. Thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up here in hour number two, what happens when no one turns out to vote? Well, it's happened again. It has happened a few times in the past, and it's happened again. We'll explain to you what the situation was in North Dakota, where the voter turnout was zero. Coming up in hour three, you can also bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Fuel price